Back now with Day to Day. This summer is going to be a big one for weddings. A lot of people are getting hitched this year on July 7th. That would be 7707, which conveniently falls on a Saturday. If you're going to a wedding on that lucky day or any other weekend this summer, take this advice from Brian Unger. Get ready to dance, dance, dance. Here's today's Unger Report.
Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through blood, through fire, I do wander everywhere, but never onto the dance floor at a wedding reception. I am not alone, because I have seen the others sitting there, quietly terrified, hoping no one will notice. For when they hear that national wedding reception anthem, those few opening chords by R&B soulstress Cheryl Lynn, inside the petrified hearts of wedding receivers everywhere, this is the sound they hear. A giant, great white disco shark is floating across the floor toward you to lift you from out of your chair. Some widely grinning lord of the dance is coming straight for you. It's gonna clamp its jaws down on your sweaty hand and drag your arrhythmic booty onto the dance floor, where you will pathetically bust a move in front of hundreds of strangers. Fight or flight? Your adrenal glands are dumping hormones into your bloodstream. Your pulse is racing. You've got to be real, all right. You're no Mario Lopez. You're not even Ian Ziering. You've got to get the hell out of there before you say to the world, I'm a big, uncoordinated dork. Watch me work it. Let's go tonight. Share the spice tonight. Or maybe it's just me, unable to free my inner gypsy and move in unselfish celebration of someone's marital union. I have trouble grooving in public. I can't boogie down with others staring at me. I can't feel the beat, shake my body, do the conga. Unless someone is shooting bullets at my feet, I don't get the madness in the music. When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you don't dance either, perhaps you ask this question too. Isn't my attendance at your wedding enough? Why must I dance like a little monkey for you? Will it make your marriage last longer or this day more memorable? Yes. For when non-dancers step onto the dance floor, invariably that one song turns into an episode of Soul Train. And the impromptu dance-off, as a blood-lusting crowd encircles you, goading you into clapping your hands, snapping your fingers, and biting your lower lip. It's not the vows, or the cake, or how beautiful the bride looked. It's what a colossal ass you'll look like that will be unforgettable. For letting me avoid all that, to my friends Ben and Alicia, I thank you and wish you all the best. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.